welcome to the Geriatric Millennials. This is Jamie.
And this is Beth.
And we are two oldish, youngish ladies just talking about the things that irritate us.
But specifically that are really not that bad. Yep. Like,
I mean, you can live with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I do. I live with all of these things.
Yes.
They're just...
They're gripes and they're annoying, but they're not like egregious, like, oh, I need to like make a petition.
Right.
Like things like these are, and they're, for me at least, they're very personal to me. Like they might not be universally a gripe.
Totally.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to hearing what you have. Okay, let me just tell you, to compile my list, I gathered two of my children and I asked them to help me think like what bothers me, like what are the things that I tell them frequently, and I mean, it did not take them long to come up with a great list of all the things. Like they know, they already know, and I'm like, you guys know,
they're watching.
You already know,
yeah.
So like, why is this still happening? Is what my question
them? Interesting.
They don't listen to this podcast, but I'm telling you.
They should know, and what they're doing is irking you.
Okay.
I'm starting off with a strong one.
Okay, do it.
This happened to me the other day. You know those moments when it's like you've done your hair, but you're like kind of over it and you're wanting it to go up, but you're driving in your car. So you hit the red light and you're quickly trying to get a messy bun, which I know is not cool, but I don't care, or a ponytail or something to get your hair off your neck because it's driving you crazy.
Okay.
Except you're holding it and you're getting ready to like twist the band around.
The light turns green.
And you can't keep driving because you're on the freeway. So you have to drop it or you have to hold it with one hand. And it just feels so unsatisfyingly incomplete. And then you never get another red light. So it's just like you've crunched your hair up into a baby ponytail. And now it's like sitting even weirder. Hate it.
Why don't you do your hair before you get in the car?
Hate it. Because sometimes it's not even like in the morning. It's like, you know, you've been running around or something and you're just like, your hair's on your neck
down.
And you're done.
Okay.
And you're just like, oh, I got to get this hair off me. And you go to do it and it's just like, oh, just kidding. I couldn't do it fast enough.
Yeah.
And then not quite as bad, but equally as annoying is when you do get it up fast, but then you have like bumps and stuff. So you know you're going to have to redo it anyway.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh.
Well, your hair is very different than my hair.
Yeah.
And
it's very curly. And so I have to like,
I feel like grab. I feel like maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like it would be easier to do your hair like that. Like
no.
to like put it in a
no
quick messy bun.
No. First of all, I have very fine hair and not a lot of it. So I don't even have like a lot of hair to deal with.
Well, it looks so like really, a lot of hair.
I know because it's a lie, but I'll try to like scoop it up and it doesn't even want to go that. I can't even do it really high. I can't even really do a messy bun. But the worst is like a lot of times I'm trying to gather it and there's a lot to process, right? I'm pulling strands and there's a lot to, because it's kind of voluminous, but again, it's fine. It's just big.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just annoying and I hate it. I hate it.
That is unfortunate. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So now this is something that is like, I just can't handle.
What?
And that is cross-contamination of peanut butter and jelly. Please don't. If I am going into that peanut butter jar, all I want is peanut butter. Nothing else. I don't want crumbs.
Nope.
I don't want remnants of jam.
No.
I don't want remnants of any other substance other than peanuts. Okay? Yeah. If I find that in there, I...
Lose your crap.
I'm going to... No, I mean, I'm going to scoop it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to be like shaking my head and just like these... I mean, I'm going to be muttering and I am going to be on the inside just like, come on, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And then I might want a divorce.
Oh my God.
that's funny. No.
Yeah.
But like, and then also equally, I mean, in the jam, like if I'm going in for jam, do I want peanut butter essence?
Yeah.
No. If I'm having butter and jam, I don't want to taste peanut butter.
No. I mean, I do this. I'm solo, so I do this to myself sometimes, and I get so aggravated at old Beth, specifically with butter, not peanut butter. But I'll be like buttering my toast or something, and then I go in for another little smidge, which I have to say, I am a butter girl. And I went to this nutritionist once, and she's like, you know, when you're buttering your toast, you just use, you know, like the tip of your pinky on two pieces.
Yeah, fire her.
I was like, I don't even, at the tip of my pinky on two pieces of bread.
Yeah, tell that to my daughter. She's always like adding butter after I've buttered her stuff. And I'm like, I think that's too much.
Yeah, no. Bread is the vessel for the butter. Like, anyway, but like sometimes I'll find like a crumb on there. I'm like, dang it, Old Beth. And then I have to like get it off because I do not like, like it.
I've given up on the crumbs on the butter. Yeah. I have to because there's five people in my home and they're all using it. And it's just, they don't feel the same way. They don't have the same reaction.
Yeah.
Response
to
the crumbs on the butter. I mean, I don't understand it. It seems foreign to me, but there it is. There's a gripe.
Okay, this is stupid, but when I get my mail, I bring it to my house and I'm going through it and there's a letter for my neighbor.
This is making me laugh.
Like, oh my gosh, now I'm a mail person. Now I am responsible to getting this letter to the person. And so sometimes if I can catch it, like while I'm getting the mail and I flip through stuff, because I try to do that to alleviate this because I hate it so much, I will slip it in the return box and then the postmaster can deal with it. But sometimes it comes to my house and like, oh, it's my next door neighbor. So I have to put it on their like doorstep and I hate it. And what I hate even more is that I don't know what's happening a couple years ago, but like the FedEx guy or the whoever, the delivery people kept taking my packages to my downstairs neighbor. And so then he kept bringing them up and that's knocking on my door. And me, I'm just like, I don't want to see a human at my front door. I may not have a bra on. Yeah. I may not, whatever. And me, this is not a good trait, but I'm opening the door. I see a strange man out there knocking. I'm like, hey, what's going on? That's so not safe. But it's, usually a package. And so pet peeve is either me having to give the mail
or receive the mail from a neighbor.
Or, because the USPS now has that thing where you can like, it'll take pictures of your mail and send it to you in your email. Like, hey, this mail's coming. It's really cool.
What?
Yeah. It's a nice little feature. I've seen before where a mail is supposed to come to me. And this happened to me once. I'm still bitter. It was like 3 years ago. My best friend sent me a birthday present. I know it was a gift card, and I saw it was supposed to be delivered and it wasn't in my mailbox. And clearly a neighbor got it and they just kept it because they're like, felt it and like, oh, this is good. And I was just like, what?
How dare they?
Jerk.
How dare they?
I just don't like the whole thing of shared mail. Bitter.
I hear you. Okay. Here's one. Here's a little one. A lot of mine are home related.
Yeah.
Just a heads up. Reaching into the pantry.
Okay.
Pulling out a box of crackers, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Empty.
Oh, yeah.
Empty.
Yeah.
I'm like,
screw you.
Why?
Yeah.
Is this back in the pantry?
Yeah.
Why?
And that's what I wanted. And now I don't have it.
And I was under the illusion
that
there was contents in this package.
Yeah.
Because it's in the pantry.
Yeah.
It doesn't belong in the pantry if it's empty.
Absolutely not.
In the trash or the recycle. Like, what is it doing back in there?
Yeah.
Like, don't finish a product.
And
then
it.
Put it back.
No.
Or leave
just the little crumbs that nobody wants to eat. Not even a bite.
What's
a monster?
What kind of a human? I know. Yeah. I'm like, you put this cereal back in there and there's like two pieces of Chex. two Rice Krispies. Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. You know who is a big culprit of that? Old Beth. New Beth will come out and be like, hey, got some graham crackers, super excited about it. Goes to get the box, they're gone. How does that happen?
You do this to yourself.
Yeah. Masochist.
What?
Yeah.
What? That's really funny.
Really horrible. Really horrible. Okay, this is very specific to podcasting. I love podcasts. I love creating podcasts. I do all of the editing for our podcast. So I listen to our voices.
Beth is the reason we have a podcast.
Well, I'm the reason why we have one that's not completely disgusting.
Yeah.
Because no hate to anybody. So I'm going to bring up, so there's a podcast by Vanderpump Rules Gentleman, who is notorious or was during the whole like situation that happened last year. He came out with this podcast and I listen to all of it. I'm a Vanderpump girl. So yes. I listen to all of the podcasts that come out with them. And it's a lot of times just like my background noise. I'm not fully listening, but I was listening the other day and they didn't do any post basically. Like they didn't do any editing. So one person is sniffling through it. there's another person that keeps coughing off to the side. Another person that's like doing the whole thing where they're not talking to their mic, where they go far away and come back so you can't really hear. One person's mic is closer than the other, no. So the levels
are
off.
These are all nose. These are all nose.
Oh my gosh. It's like I try to, every time we make any weird sounds or whatever, I try to get all of that out. I edit out a lot of our ums, our pauses to keep this thing moving. I'm definitely like, I sigh all the time. I like talk, 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 and then like that. And I'm always cutting those out as much as I can.
You're so good at editing, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Because I just love a nice, clean podcast where I'm not hearing people's like bodily functions.
Yeah.
And that is my gripe.
Yeah.
Can't handle it.
I'm just giving that a moment.
Yeah.
To sink in.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's one. A kid not answering the phone, but literally just responded to my text or will respond to my text, but not answer my call. Not okay with that.
No.
Because I'm calling you for a reason.
Yeah.
Because I know you have your phone and I know you see my text. I know you hear your phone or whatever. And I'm like, why are you not answering? You're going to respond in a text?
Yeah.
Just answer. I have to talk to you. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Sometimes you can't text at all. Like you know what I mean? Yeah. Like
my hands are full or whatever.
Something's going on. I need more.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like I'm waiting for you and my time is valuable. So, I mean, where are you?
Yeah.
There's that.
Okay. This one really gets me. So I love music. I love songs. I cannot stand it when songs don't have kind of like an end.
Oh, and they just fade away?
Not even fade away. It's like where they just keep singing like the chorus or something and then the chorus just fades out. Where it's like there's not even like just like the music just like I
interesting
the music doesn't it's just like they just keep singing and singing and then it just kind of just goes down. It just for whatever reason it irks me. It doesn't feel complete. Like I would much rather them like finish whatever the thing is and then it's just instrumental and then and fade out or end. Not just them singing into like it's like oh this song goes on. It's the song that never ends.
Yeah,
it just goes on and on and on, my friends. Okay.
Here's another one. Going to the bathroom, reaching for the toilet paper, and guess what?
Not there.
It's empty.
That's horrific.
And you know, it happens. And when it happens in my home, I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it because all of these people are growing up to be like adults one day. And I feel like it is just a common courtesy. It is your responsibility when you finish a roll to replace that roll with a fresh roll so that it's there when you need it.
Absolutely.
Or when anybody, when the next person needs it. Come on.
Yeah. Yes. 100%.
And here's the thing. I teach these things to my kids.
Yeah.
I tell them these things more than one time. It's still happening. Why? Do I feel like I know I'm not the only mother who has this experience, but I feel like it shouldn't be like this.
I agree.
I mean, feel like I should like teach my kids something and then that's it. Like then they know it and they do it.
Well,
that is not the case.
That is not. I feel like part of knowing it is like having to experience like being home alone, having gone to the bathroom and now not having toilet paper or having to problem solve.
Maybe I should do it to them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like they need to experience the pain.
When I leave the house, I'm just going to go just put empty ones on all of them.
Yeah.
Just see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens.
I mean, you could come back to some real dirty hand towels. You got it.
Well, what actually happens is the new roll will be on the floor next to the toilet. And I'm like, really? Is it really that difficult?
Yeah.
No, come on, people.
That's a rough one.
Come on.
I have a real hard time with like, I mean, I'm a beauty girl. Mm-hmm. I love skincare. I like to watch all the like people doing their routines and things. I have a real hard time when people take their serums and whatever, and they're taking the dropper out of the serum container and they're putting it on their, touching their skin.
No,
with
don't
the
do
dropper.
That. Don't do that.
Because it contaminates. And I'm just
why
like,
are they doing
why
that?
Are you introducing like your skin bacteria into this?
No.
No.
They need to just airdrop that onto their palm or their fingers. Yes.
And I don't know. I usually put all of my stuff like that. Like they loved, it's very dramatic, right? They're dripping it all over their face and then rubbing it. And a lot of times people use way too much product. I'm like, dang. But there's this lady that I worked with years ago when I was living in Korea, and she used to always put everything on the back of her hand and then like put it on. And then I got in the habit of that. And then I would start using my product on the back of my hands, because that's one of the places that shows age fast.
Yeah.
So then I was like getting kind of like making sure I did my skincare on my hands too. But as soon as I see that dropper for either anything, like foundation, anything,
change it.
I'm like, oh, I can't trust you.
Yeah.
I can't trust you.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree with that. I mean, especially now that you've pointed that out.
Yeah. You can't unsee it. I'm just saying.
Okay. Again, home related. Dishwasher empty, ready for dirty dishes. There's dirty dishes in it. And yet there continues to be dirty dishes piled on top of it, on the counter and in the sink. And I'm like, people, it doesn't go there. That is not where it goes.
No.
It goes in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
That's it.
My family growing up was a dishes on the counter family, which I didn't like. And looking back, I don't remember my parents ever making us do chores. So I think that they were just doing it. But we always would just set it on the... We would set our dishes on the counter, and then the dish fairy would put them in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
And I think it usually was my dad. And now it's like I'm really bad about it and I hate it. It's like, Jamie, you were coming over today and I just like, oh my gosh, I have dishes on the counter. I better get these cleaned up, because I hate it so much. I don't like it, but it's like one of those muscle memories of like,
yeah,
but it's like so much better when you just don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh.
Just put it in the dishwasher. Yes. Just put it there. It doesn't take any more effort. No. You're still setting it.
Yeah.
Just set it in the correct place.
It saves time.
It does. It saves my time.
Yeah.
It saves everyone's time. Mm-hmm. I mean, my kids have to like load and unload the dishwasher. So like, come on guys. Anyway. Yeah. A lot of mine are just, I think like just training my children and family members to just like clean up after themselves.
Yes. Which then in turn helps your life, because you're not having to do it.
Why is that can of LaCroix half drank?
Oh my gosh. I can't stand that.
I'm like, stop wasting this.
Yeah.
Just drink some water. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And then leaving that can, just like leaving it out, like next to the couch or whatever. I'm like, guys.
So frustrating.
Ah!
I have two more critical ones.
Oh, good.
And then I'll... So first one, and then I'll go back, because I feel like there's some more doozies on your list too.
I don't know. I feel like I'm just complaining about all these.
That's what the scribe session is about.
Okay, good. Good, good.
I don't appreciate it. I don't appreciate the fact that I have spent hundreds of, maybe thousands of dollars on my roommates, and I buy them gifts all the time. I buy every meal for them. I prepare every meal for them. And at minimum, all I'm asking for is a snuggle.
Okay.
Just like, hey, I've had a rough day. I just want to like watch TikToks and we can just snuggle. And they will have the audacity to be like, no, that's not what we want right now. We want more treats. We want to be left alone. We want you to buy us another cat tree. And I'm just offended. And that's my gripe.
Your roommates?
Yes. They are my roommates.
Oh, I thought Bubba was always up for a snuggle.
He usually is, but sometimes at night when I'm like, hey, this is our TikTok snuggle time, he'll be like, I kind of feel like having the zoomies. And so then he'll just be like running around. I mean, he wears out pretty fast. Like, he's always going to come back and snuggle pretty dang quick. But
is Fratelli the real problem here?
She's my primary. She's my primary problem. I tried to snuggle her today. I was afraid she was going to bite my face off, but she didn't.
She's terrifying.
She didn't. She's gotten a lot better. I haven't gotten an injury from her in a long time.
You say that.
It's been a long time.
You're in an abusive relationship with your cat.
She's gotten way better. Like, I have not gotten a scratch or a bite for her in a, like,
months. You don't have any puncture marks that are visible to me at the moment.
Yeah.
Not from her.
It's my last gripe, but I'm going to give me another one. Yeah.
I don't know. Another one, leaving the lights on.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, somebody's paying for that. That would be me. That would be your dad. Like, turn. Also, but I mean,
doesn't matter.
It's not just the kids that are like guilty of this. I came home today. Literally all the lights. Okay, no, sorry. I woke up this morning. Yeah. All the lights were on.
Yeah.
in the living room and kitchen. And I'm like, why? Mm-hmm. They were on all night.
Oh, oops.
All night long. And then I'm like going around turning off lights. Like I come home, I'm like turning, there's all the lights are on in the house and like nobody's in the rooms. I'm like, people.
Girl, I'm telling you. Turn
the lights off.
You need to get all smart lamps. That's what I have. All smart light bulbs that are LED. Real cheap to run. And then I can anytime just say, hey, my house, turn this off. Yeah, or but turn then you're,
they're like hooked up to what?
They're hooked up to like their Wi-Fi.
What?
Yeah, what they run on the Wi-Fi.
So you don't have to have like an Alexa or like a...
Yeah, you have a like a hub. And so you can run it through your Alexa or something.
I don't really want
a
hub. I don't want that crap. I want human beings to use their fingers and turn off the light switch.
I'm just providing...
Por favor.
Okay. Wow. Just providing technology solutions, you know?
No. What needs to happen is people need to use their brains and their memories.
Very passionate right now.
I am, because I'm so irritated because I'm like, it's not hard. It's not hard. I don't need a robot to turn off the lights. You need to use your hand when you're leaving the house. That's a part of your little checklist person.
Well,
when you're leaving your house, you're leaving the room, you're not using something, turn it off.
I do have to say, when I leave my house, I leave all my lights on, because as soon as it sees that I've left, it turns it all off for me.
Yeah, but you live alone. Yeah. I have five people coming in and out of my house. That's not going to work.
I mean, it could.
That'd be really funny if like every time somebody left the house, all the lights went out. Well,
no. It can tell like who's still in the house.
So you can differentiate between all the humans and all.
Yeah, because it's based off your smartphones.
What? Then you have to have a smartphone in your pocket. I don't want. No.
You're not leaving your house without a smartphone.
Well, one of my kids doesn't have a phone.
But they wouldn't count. And they're not going to be home by themselves. Yeah, just chilling like all night.
No, not all night.
They would just turn it on.
I don't know, Beth. I feel like this is not a solution. Okay. I feel like the solution is people need to be responsible and learn how to turn off a light switch.
Okay.
It's not that hard.
All right. Well, I'm going to switch gears because I have one last real gripe.
Okay, do it.
Paper cuts. Why?
Paper cuts.
Paper cuts. There's no reason for a paper cut.
Right?
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. Why would this piece of paper be able to like puncture my skin?
I got like a third degree. I know that's probably a real term and it wasn't really that. But I sliced my finger so bad on a piece of paper, like a single sheet of paper. It was bleeding. I had to get a Band-Aid and
what
it took
up
like,
with that?
And it was like on a seam on my finger. So like it took you, forever to heal.
You would just think.
How?
Yeah.
How can paper be razor sharp?
Well, when you think about, sometimes I think about skin.
Okay.
And I think, wow, like I have these all kinds of things like veins.
Yeah.
And organs.
Yeah.
And things just like under the surface.
I know. So easy to get at.
So easy. Like there is that barrier is really, really
thin.
Really, really thin. It's amazing we don't walk around like just
that's goozing.
Yes.
Goozing is not a word, but we'll go with it.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I do think about that sometimes. Like if I hit myself, I'm like, dang, that hurt. Like, yeah. Good thing, like, you know,
yeah,
my skin wasn't punctured.
Yeah.
But like, yet this little piece of paper can just, you know, cause me to bleed.
Yeah. What? I don't understand it. And it's very annoying. You just have to say.
I agree with you. I wasn't expecting that. I thought it was going to be cat related.
No, but I have more paper cut scars right now, like, because I've just been like handling paper and boxes and things and just getting like nicked from that than anything else. And I'm just like, that is not cute. Like having a scar and be like, hey, how did you get that scar? Paper cut.
It's not a great story. And you can't even wear gloves, though, because that's you have to feel it if you're dealing with papers.
Years ago, I was a big Jackass girl. There was a show called Jackass. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, but I didn't think of the show when you were saying that sentence. Yeah,
I'm just a jackass. But I loved that show. And I remember there was an episode where like Steve-O took paper and they did paper cuts between all of his fingers and toes.
Why?
That's so horrific. Well, because they did stupid stuff for
that's
the clout.
That's so mean.
For the YouTubes, yeah. Except it wasn't YouTube then. Anyway, I feel really good though. This was a great gripe session.
I feel terrible.
Oh, I'm sorry. I feel relieved.
I'm like,
I need to share this with
the
world.
Man, now we need to do a positive one to like counteract all this.
Okay. I mean, that just shows us the difference.
I know you're all happy. I'm like,
this was great.
This is the worst thing ever. Now I'm thinking all these negative thoughts.
No, I'm happy as a clam right now, just thinking about all the things I don't like.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's too funny. Hey, if you're enjoying this podcast and would like to support our show, you can share episodes with your friends and family, follow us on Instagram at the Geriatric Millennials, or leave us a positive review and rating, all which help us to grow. Our theme music was created by the Finley Ghost, so check out their latest album now. Thank you so much.